on Tuesday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden. It is part two, baby, breaking down the Eastern Conference playoff series one by one, feeding you our winners in how many games and the players you need to have an eye on. It is money stacking season, baby. Playoffs are here. Let's ride.
Your Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Party people, hockey heads, and degenerate gamblers, unite and stand up. This is your show. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel Roden and Big Flip Livingstone. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day, all the way through the playoffs, too. We will be here breaking down series, games, nightly bets. On today's episode, though, we are continuing our breakdown of predictions for every single first-round playoff series. This is the Eastern Conference edition. Steel and I will be feeding you our winners and in how many games for each series. And, of course, some players that you need to keep your eye on if you're playing some playoff fantasy. Make sure you tune in all the way through the playoffs. You can find us everywhere you find your favorite content. Steel and I are still on the road, baby. This is the hotel special. Steel's down south in Old Mexico. I'm in the U.S. of A, and we're still doing what we do, feeding you some picks, feeding you some winners. Steel, let's do it, baby. Eastern Conference, I don't know where you want to start. I'm going to throw it right at the top of the board with the Florida Panthers, yeah. Washington Capitals series. Let's get into it.
Yeah, I think that's where we have to start again, just like for the Western Conference. Florida Panthers, this is one actually to me is a little tougher than I think a lot of people think it is. Mm-hmm. I have the Florida Panthers in six games. I was going to put five, but I think the Washington Capitals are a little bit better than people are giving them credit for. I think the real discussion, the real problem is, you know, who they're going to go with in the crease and how well are they active. Because to me, Vanacek and Samsonov have just not been those guys for Washington. I think Vanacek is a little bit better than Samsonov, and he still needs a couple more years to develop, get a little bit bigger, you know, just overall get his game to where he needs to be at for a playoff series.
Yep.
I think the Washington Capitals can still win two games. Hopefully Alex Ovechkin is, you know, fully healthy and ready to go, but they still have some really good guys out there. Kuznetsov, TJ Oshie, John Carlson on the back on the blue line. Tom Wilson as well. They've got some great depth forwards and their bottom six that they can really use for a grittier physical game. But of course, going up against the top scoring team, the best team in the Eastern Conference, we've talked about Florida so much and how well and how spread out and even everything is in their top four or in their forward core. Hopefully Aaron Ekblad is ready to go for game one of this series as well. But their blue line is a lot better than the Washington Capitals for that fact too. Mm-hmm. And then Sergei Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight. You know, I do really like Sergei Bobrovsky in this series, but I'm giving Washington two games because we know that, you know, sometimes there's flukes out there with his game that Bobrovsky still needs to work on.
Yep.
I've got the Florida Panthers in six games here. Okay. Where are you thinking about this one?
There's something to this series for me, Steele, that Florida has obviously everything going for them, right?
Yeah.
Additions ahead of the trade deadline, some really, really great seasons from a number of players. I don't even need to talk about my favorite piece of this team. You know it's that third line. They're balanced, right? They're balanced. But what comes down to it, Steele, this is a team that got bounced in the qualifying round 2 years ago by the New York Islanders in convincing fashion, 3-1. Bounced last year in the first round as well. I know it was Tampa, only managed two wins. There's something to be said about the experience, confidence, and, you know, group in Washington up against this Florida Panthers team that hasn't done it together yet. So I think so many people are saying sweep. So many people are saying five. I love that you're giving Washington some credit here because I really do think they can make a series of this. I think the Florida Panthers are too good to lose a seven-game series. I say Florida in seven. I think this is going to be a bit of a bloodbath kind of series, but it all comes down to the two players you mentioned. If Florida doesn't have Ekblad back, I'm starting to consider Washington for real. If Washington doesn't have a healthy Ovi, dial that number back for Florida and dial it back down to Florida in five, because without Ovechkin, I'm just not buying it at all. But you mentioned veteran guys who have been there and done it, who have a cup ring, Oshie, Kuznetsov, John Carlson. These are some elite level talent that you can't ignore. But man, if Florida doesn't have Ekblad again, okay. Washington doesn't have Ovi. I don't know about you, pal, but this series could go south in a hurry for the Washington Capitals, because I just don't think they have a goalie to steal a couple games. They're going to need to play great in front of these goalies. And I mean 200-foot game, baby, because if they're slacking in the Mackin, there's not a good enough goaltender in there to swipe a series, in my opinion.
I completely agree, because there's just too much firepower for the Florida Panthers that they can't handle everybody. You know,
that's it.
You look at, on one side, you've got Giroux. The other side, you've got Barkov. In the middle, you got Huberto. Duclair's over there. Ekblad's on the point. Montour, Mackenzie Weegar, all these guys. There's just too much firepower that
Verhaeghe, Mason Marchment, Lundell.
So many more guys.
Sam Reinhart has 33 goals.
Sam Bennett, too. Like,
this team is just balanced. So if Ovi doesn't wake up and feel himself, I don't know, man. I think that this is a great series. I'm just fired up in general, Steve. I'm fired up in general. All these series are going to be
great.
It's
a good series.
But at the end of the day, Sergei Bobrovsky better figure it out, because this Washington Capitals team is not going to be fazed by going down one or even two games. You know what I'm saying? They lose two in Florida, which I think they will. To me, that series is not over, because going back to Washington, you know that's not going to faze them. This is a team that's been together, like, and I mean together, for the past number of years. Cup runs, playoff runs out the wazoo. Comes down to number eight, baby. If he can't get going, that might be four or five.
It's going to be... For if he's not ready to go, Tampa Bay Lightning. This again to me is probably one of the best matchups in the Eastern Conference. I've got Toronto in seven games. I know I was talking and hyping up the Tampa Bay Lightning. This is a matchup where it legitimately can go either way. I do have this going all the way to seven games though. So whether it's Tampa or Toronto who comes out on top, I really don't know. I did go with Toronto, just because they have home ice advantage, and I feel like this is finally the year that they can get past the hump. Here's the blockade, the wall, whatever it is, and get past the first round into the second, and who knows, maybe even make a deep playoff run. But I think they made the right moves at the deadline. I think they got Campbell back to how his game was early on in the season. He's feeling more confident in his game. Auston Matthews is back. He got 60 goals this season. He's got his confidence. Marner 100 points. Nylander also, he scored in that last game to get to continue his confidence going to the playoffs. Hopefully no one gets injured this time around, knock on wood. Hopefully everyone's healthy for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but for me, a seven game series no matter what, and I've got Toronto.
Man, and hey, bear with us for any technical difficulties, people. We are connected from around the world right now, so please bear with us on any technical difficulties on this episode. We will be back in business regular hours starting later this week. But, Steele, I was hoping you were going to save this to the end because, man, you know this is going to take a couple of minutes for us to talk about this series. Look, you mentioned a guy that, to me, is the X factor in this series. We know the Matthews. We know the Marners. We know the Steven Stamkoses, all that. They're going to get theirs to me for the Toronto Maple Leafs. You mentioned his name. William Nylander is the X factor, in my opinion. A guy who just set a career high with 80 points. And people are still calling for him to be better. The guy just set a career record with 80 points. But they have to show up when it matters most. If he wants to really start to establish himself as an elite player in this league, because I do think he's got the hands and the skills to do it. It's just between the ears and the confidence, in my opinion. But if William Nylander can get a couple of goals in this series steal, and I even mean like three or four might be the difference, because I don't know. I really don't know if the Maple Leafs have what it takes. I'm taking Tampa in seven. That's my pick. Until I see something out of Jack Campbell, again, with confidence, that's where it ends for me. Because you're right. The deadline addition of Mark Giordano has solidified the blue line in Toronto. They are a tougher team to play against than they have been in a decade, maybe more. TJ Brody, Mark Giordano, Morgan Riley, and Jake Muzzin are a solid, experienced group of defensemen that I think can make the life of that Tampa Bay forward group a bit difficult to have, you know, to maneuver. But at the end of the day, still, Andre Vasilevsky over Jack Campbell, that's the difference for me in seven games.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean Tampa. But man, is this going to be a great series, because I don't know if you read an article yesterday from the Toronto Maple Leafs saying they're ready for this test. They're ready for this challenge, and they wanted the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I think you could see it in the way that they beat the pants off of the Boston Bruins in the final game of the year. They didn't want Boston. They wanted Tampa. And I want to see what this team is made of, because people talk all day about the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. But what do they have, Steele? An opportunity to silence those critics against arguably the best team in the league in the Tampa Bay Lightning, two-time reigning cup champs, baby.
Yeah, and for me, I can't even be mad at you for taking the Tampa in seven, because even I, just a couple, you know, last week or a couple episodes ago, we're talking about putting bets on the Tampa Bay Lightning at plus 1,100. And I actually did put bets on for them to win the Stanley Cup. If this is a toss-up, this is a toss-up matchup where legitimately either team can come out on top. It's the same for the Minnesota Wild, St. Louis Blues. No matter what, either one of these teams can win. When we look at Colorado and Nashville, Colorado all the way.
Yeah.
Is it possible for Nashville to win? Yeah, it's possible. Very, very unlikely. But with Minnesota and St. Louis, Tampa, Toronto, those are the series that we're looking at. It's like legitimately either team can win right now. I can't be mad at you for taking Tampa in seven. Everything's going well for them. They're back-to-back champions. But I like the confidence of the Toronto Maple Leafs going into this matchup. They play well against Tampa. Mm-hmm. I would have rather taken Tampa over Boston too. So I'm thankful that the Boston Bruins lost in that last game against the Leafs in the regular season.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I've got Toronto in seven. You've got Tampa in seven. I can't be mad at you for that. it's going to be a great series. It's going to be a great playoffs this year.
Look, this Toronto Maple Leafs team is going to go as far as number 34 carries them. That's it. That's it right there. Because he has not been good enough. Last year, he was not good enough against the Montreal Canadiens. No. Bottom line, he cannot go scoreless. And I'm not talking about like a couple of assists. He cannot register, not register a goal in two elimination games, game six and seven last year against Montreal. That's just not going to cut it. I think he is going to be a lot better. And if he can get going early, that's the way that this team will win this series, because Andre Vasilevsky is not going to get rattled. Whereas, you know, a couple of early goals against Jack Campbell, and they're going to be looking to that bench. And who do they have there? A rookie? Oh, my goodness. That's going to unravel real quick if Jack Campbell can't go. So those are the two guys you got to target in Toronto. We are going to continue to break down the Eastern Conference series. We got two more to go. Make sure you stay tuned right around the break, and make sure you are smashing that subscribe button, hitting the follow button. Lots more playoff content, predictions, bets, picks, breakdowns. Steele and I will be here Monday to Friday. Make sure you are tapping in. Make sure you're also tapping into Athletic Greens, a new product that I use every single day to stay healthy and energized. What is it? One delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole-sourced food and superfoods, probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy. It helps you recover, focus, and even age with grace, which is something I need. All the things it helps you with. I use it before and after the gym, and honestly, it's great. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now Podcast. Nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on it. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day throughout the week. Let's get right back into the conversation of the Eastern Conference playoff matchups. Let's get to the Metropolitan Division. The Carolina Hurricanes taking on the Boston Bruins flip. I don't know about you, but for me, this is relatively easy again, and I don't have much to say on it because I've talked a lot about this potential matchup for the last 3 weeks, and the Carolina Hurricanes have dominated the Boston Bruins every single time they played in the regular season. I think they outscored the Bruins 16-1. They won all three games. Frederick Anderson had two shutouts, just played absolutely amazing. I do, however, have the Carolina Hurricanes winning this series in six games. So I'm giving two of those wins to the Boston Bruins. Mm-hmm. And solely based because we know that playoff hockey is just different than the regular season. You can still win games. Yep. And we know that the Boston Bruins are a very, very good team. I don't know exactly, the details and the analytics of those three games they played. You know, Brad Marchand could have been out of the lineup. Patrice Bergeron could have been out of, who knows what happened, but anyway, I've got the Carolina Hurricanes in six games in this series. The Boston Bruins are still a good team. They've got great blue liners. They're continuing to get some scoring out of their bottom six. Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, and David Pastrnak are still elite players. I just, based off of what happened this regular season and the way the games went, I've got Carolina in six.
Well, my friend, at the end of the day for me in this series, if Frederick Anderson is not ready to go, I don't know. Is Antti Raanta good enough to do it? Maybe. He's a solid backup goaltender. We know this. Can he be the number one guy in the playoffs? I don't know. I think for me, this was the hardest series for me to predict a winner. I know St. Louis and Minnie. I know Toronto and Tampa. But I don't know, man. This one really, for me, it's a sticky one because I just read a report that Anderson is still working out off ice. He hasn't even touched the ice yet in terms of working out. This means Antti Raanta likely in the cage for game one. I don't know. I'm still leaning Hurricanes here. I'm not trying to get crazy, but I will say this. The Boston Bruins were one of the best teams the entire second half of the season. They really, really did come on strong. My thing really comes down, and I've said it a couple times, this is playoffs, man. Goaltending is at an all-time premium in terms of importance. Yeah. So if Frederick Anderson can go at all, the edge in net goes to Carolina all day because I know Jeremy Swayman had a great year. I know Linus Ullmark has some talent too and is a good backup. I'm giving the edge to Freddie Anderson and Antti Raanta because also, I don't know if you saw because I know you're on vacay, but they also just got handed the William Jennings Trophy, for the tandem who allowed the least goals against this year. That's a stat right there, one that can't be ignored. So also, Sebastian Aho is a elite player that I think can be the kind of guy to change the tide of a series. I don't know really what's going to happen in this one, Steele. I'm going Carolina in seven is my pick. But really, if Freddie can't go, that might – I don't know because realistically, he's not on the ice yet. That's concerning.
Yeah, I think if Antti Raanta is in net for even the first two games, I still believe that he can get the job done. Fair. If Frederick Anderson's able to get, play from game three and onward. Yeah. I think he'll be able to get the job done. He's been great this season when he is in net or when he gets the starts. But again, you're right. This is probably another tough matchup because it's the Boston Bruins. We know what they're capable of doing. We've seen them do it in the past to really good teams. And, they've won the Stanley Cup back in, 2011, I believe it was, or 2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2020, I think it was 2011 when they won the Stanley Cup. Somewhere so we know that there. This team, over the last decade, they've been one of those juggernaut teams that every single time you go up and face them, They're tough to play against. They get great goaltending, and they're tough in the defensive zone. So for me, you're right. Who knows what happens? I've got the Carolina Hurricanes in six. You've got the Hurricanes in seven. We've got a couple more matchups. We got one more matchup to talk about, but I need to let everyone know about betonline.net. They are your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of Major League Baseball season, which is in full effect right now. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. BetOnline, where the game starts. The Lock On Fantasy Hockey Podcast today. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday. One last game or one last matchup to talk about on this episode, the Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the New York Rangers flip. I think, you know, we've been pretty much on the same page this entire time. I think that's going to continue for this series as well. I've got the New York Rangers in six. I don't know about you. For me, the way I looked at this was like, I understand that the Rangers have gotten the best out of the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, the last three or four times they played the regular season. But and you've talked a lot about the Pittsburgh Penguins. This might be potentially the last chance they have with their top guys, Chris Letang, Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, to really make a deep playoff run. I don't think they make a deep playoff run. I think it ends in the first round, and it's done in six games. I just think, for me, I've been really high on this New York Rangers team this year. I had a lot of expectations for them last year, and I was really disappointed that they didn't even make the postseason. I thought Alexis Lafreniere would have been a lot better in his first year and a lot better in his second year, which, you know, he has gotten better, but still a lot of things to improve on. The things that they've done, you know, offseason-wise, trade deadline-wise, you're getting great goaltending from Igor Shesterkin, probably the best in the league this year, probably the Vezina Trophy winner. Artemi Panarin, sneaky, sneaky good season. Kreider, 50 goals. You're getting the best out of your top guys right now, and I just think, you know, with how young the team is, the way they're playing right now, and especially against the Pittsburgh Penguins, I've got the Rangers in six.
I am also going Rangers. I'm going to say Rangers in five. I'm saying Rangers in five. I'm going a little bolder. You know, I talked up the Pittsburgh Penguins a bunch this season. The way that this team has underperformed over the last number of weeks is not leaving me confident at all. And on the opposite side, you have a Rangers team that has made these additions and gotten so much better. This team looks like the kind of team that is ready to go on a run. Whereas you have the Pittsburgh Penguins backing into the playoffs, that never works well for any team. You need to be rolling into the playoffs for those first couple of games, because pretty soon you're going to turn around and you're in a 2 or 3-0 hole and no one's coming back from that, especially not this Pittsburgh Penguins team. That, what did the Rangers go out and do? They basically made every line that they have one that can make a difference. And I don't just mean with, like, you know, a Corey Perry style fourth line grinder energy. I mean, like, puck pushing pace kind of guys up and down the lineup steal. And when you go to a guy like Igor Shesterkin, when you have a goalie this good, this hot, and a Vezina winner, I'm taking that team in the first round almost every time. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, man, those are two guys that are Hall of Famers, top all time. But to me, Steele, it's neither of those guys that are the X factor for them and for the Penguins in the series. It's Jake Guentzel. He needs to be that other threat on the ice, or I think the Rangers take this one away real quick. So I'm saying Rangers in five, and I'm saying that with some pretty solid confidence only because of how good they've looked. And I know you and I have talked about all those additions. Vetrano, Kopp. They've come into the lineup and fit in seamlessly alongside guys having career years in Kreider, Panarin. Mika Zibanejad is nasty and underrated. I think you're going to see this Rangers team flourish and take it to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Rangers in five, baby.
I completely agree with you. And I think this is, you know, for me, this was my dark horse team. This is the team that I really thought that has everything voting in their favor right now. Great goaltending. You have big, big, strong guys on the blue line and in the bottom six. You know, Ryan Reeves, Jacob Trouba, Ryan Lindgren, Alexi Lafreniere, Chris Kreider. These are the type of guys that not Reeves, but these guys still have a ton of skill, but are big guys that are physical and can be that difference maker and, you know, just bring the fans into the game. I know they're going to be in the game, but a big hit can change the tides. We've seen that in the past. That can really, you know, change your team's perspective going into the game.
And let's not forget about Adam Fox, who before he got injured was definitely in the mix for Norris conversations. And that's the kind of player that the Pittsburgh Penguins just do not have. And I know Chris Letang is a great player, Hall of Famer probably as well, but he's getting up there in age, and I'm going to take Adam Fox and that younger blue line all day, baby. Keandre Miller is a great defenseman as well. You mentioned Lindgren. You mentioned how good this Rangers team can be when they play their game, and I expect them to in a big way, and I'm feeling them as a team to make a little bit of a run. And unfortunately, I really don't see it in this first round for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I just don't. Rickard Rakell was their one addition. He hasn't been good enough. And I know it's like, oh, yeah, he's gotten his points. It's like, I don't care about points. I care about people making a difference. And these guys aren't going to do it against the New York Rangers, in my opinion.
Yeah, I love that we're on the same page here. I think we've taken every single one except for you took Tampa, I took Toronto, and then you took St. Louis, and I took Minnesota. So correct. We've been relatively on the same page here except for a couple of differences, which we'll have to have some side bets for that.
Of course.
Look, it's playoff time. It's playoff time, baby. The bets are coming out very soon. We got a ton of content, a ton of things to talk about, especially with the playoffs. Don't be afraid to leave comments or message us on Twitter. Let us know what you think of these, you know, debates, who's going to win these matchups, what you think, who you've got winning the Stanley Cup this year. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I, making it your first listen every single day. For your second listen, listen to the Locked On Bets podcast, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes, and you don't want to miss out on all the content with the playoffs starting tonight, or starting last night, should I say. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. If you made some playoff bets, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.